Hey, you guys.
Hello. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday. It has been a while since we have done Gonna Do It Here. But we is back.
We back.
So come and join us, all ye day favor. How's everybody doing?
How was y'all's weekend?
Hey, Uniqua.
Hey, honey.
How was your week, mama?
It was good. I was off Friday. I'm off tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Don't go back to Tuesday. So I rate mine a 10, girl. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. You hear me?
Oh, my week was about an 8. Other than Friday having to be in my grandpa, it was about an 8.
Yeah, that's why we haven't been on for a while. We had some family issues going on.
A lot.
So that's the reason why we hadn't been on in a little while. Well, the first part was a happy occasion, which was you
getting married.
Got married.
Yep.
So
and then I had my honeymoon.
Had a honeymoon. That was another week. So, so then when we got bad news.
Yeah,
which was last week.
Mm-hmm.
Her grandfather passed away, bless his heart and his soul. So we had that going on.
Yeah,
this past week. So that's the reason why we hadn't been on in a little while. But
yes,
we back.
Okay. For the one quick time,
For the 2020.
Okay. Yeah, listen, 2020 has been
something else.
It really has. It really has. But yeah, my week was.
I'm on top of the soil though, so.
Okay.
Doing all right. I'm all right.
Yeah. I'm on top of the soil too already.
Yeah. Stay up there, girl. Stay up. Stay up. Okay.
Got to dig.
Yeah, sometimes you feel it.
Sometimes you do.
Feel like you're up to your neck.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Yeah. And I've been trying to. I've been sending out. Still sending out our announcements because some people still haven't got theirs.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And then I had to send out pictures.
Yeah.
So
did you ever send that thank you card?
Mm-hmm. I sent it today. So yeah, I've been busy, y'all. Okay, yeah. You just gonna have to forgive me.
Yeah.
It is my fault. We have not been approved. Yeah. So forgive me, but hopefully we'll get it together. Okay. So,
life happens.
Yes, but life we will happens. Have a whole lot of news later on.
Yeah. So, and we got something special tonight.
Yes, we do. We have a tasting.
Yes.
So. That's exciting. Yes. Let's have a look at the portion. Okay?
Hot cocoa bomb.
Oh, that looks good.
Baby.
It looks like a sunflower, and I almost don't want to eat it, but I am.
I don't know that's what kind
pretty.
Of flower that is.
It looks like a sunflower. Like laying
that
down.
One is. This is a different flower though.
Right.
I don't know what kind. But it's anyway, look how big.
It's huge.
See how big? Let's go.
Okay. So that's what we are doing.
So that's one thing we're going to test out tonight.
So let's get into it. So yes. Our recipe for the week is slow cooker honey garlic chicken. Okay.
Sound good.
It sounds real good. Okay, so it says your preparation.
Don't get it right. Put your lips in your tongue right.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Your preparation time is 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. Your cook time will be 3 hours, which is a total of 3 hours 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, y'all, I got idea.
You out of practice?
I am. Hey, Matrix. Serving size is 4 servings, so to serve 4 people.
Mm-hmm.
It says your ingredients are 4 boneless, skinless chicken breasts,
mm-hmm.
or whatever you got.
Chicken thighs.
That'd be just good.
Even better.
It says 2 pounds, but you know, a pound, whatever.
Yeah.
1/2 cup of low sodium soy sauce. Somebody do low sodium. 1/2 cup of honey. 1/4 cups of.
I don't start me the line.
Hoisin sauce?
Hoisin sauce. I don't know what that is.
I don't either. I don't know. I've seen it in the store, but I don't know.
I'm unsure what it
tastes
is.
Like. It'd be in the the little Chinese station.
Yeah, I know it's something.
Yeah. One tablespoon of rice wine vinegar. Personally, myself, if you have regular red vinegar at the house, I would use that. But this rice wine vinegar is spicy.
But do it taste the same?
No. It don't taste the same. It has like a different... it does have like
What does rice wine vinegar taste like?
It tastes like wine with starch in it to me.
Oh, okay. That's probably what it is.
Basically, yeah. With like a little kick of vinegar. But it's like... It's expensive. I don't feel like it's worth what it's priced.
Well, if you purchase it... But see, that only acts for a teaspoon. So, it's something that you use sparingly. Yeah. So you even if it is kind of
if you got expensive. It, I put it this way: if you got it at the house, use it. If you don't, it's okay.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, right. Like don't go out and buy it.
Yeah.
Use one teaspoon of sesame oil, one teaspoon of ginger grated, four cloves of garlic minced or already minced in the jar.
You can buy minced
already. 1 or 2 teaspoons of sriracha, if you like hot stuff.
If you like spicy.
At the moment. I'm all for it. Okay.
I don't like it. Make my tummy hurt.
2 tablespoons of water. Mm-hmm. 1 tablespoon of cornstarch. Mm-hmm. And sesame seeds for garnish if desired. Mm-hmm. So it says your instructions are to place chicken in the bottom of your slow cooker, crock pot. In a medium bowl, whisk together the soy sauce, honey, hoisin, vinegar, sesame oil, garlic, ginger, sriracha, and the white parts only of the scallions. It didn't even have scallions up here.
Yes, it
did. Oh, okay.
I skipped it.
I'm sorry, y'all. So you need two scallions sliced if you have them.
Partly part that says the white part for cooking, green for serving. So you use the white part and then you garnish with the green part. Is what they're gonna do.
My bad, y'all. Pour the sauce mixture on top of the chicken and cook for 2 to 3 hours on low. Remove the chicken from the liquid and place on a plate or cutting board. Allow the chicken to rest for a couple of minutes and then shred with 2 forks or slice it with a knife. If you want to tear the stuff up in that pot.
Right.
With 2 tablespoons of water and 1 tablespoon of cornstarch, slowly add the cornstarch mixture to the sauce, cooking on high until bubbly and thickened. Whisk constantly. Pour the sauce back in the crock pot along with the shredded chicken and toss to cook. Serve immediately. Do all of them last 3 steps
in the crock pot.
Save yourself a dish.
Something to wash.
Okay, because we got time. Listen, that stuff I'm thinking of whether it's in the crock pot or in the thing. Y'all are nerves. Have mercy.
Jesus.
Okay, we'll do that later. Okay. So now we're going to do our conversation bowl.
Conversation bowl. I'll take
conversation.
This one. All right.
I'll
take this one.
Down.
Oh, this is gonna be funny.
When are we making it? Never, honey. Probably never.
What's that?
Probably a slow cooker, honey.
Oh, I might make it because I just bought some honey.
Well, I got some honey at the house, but I probably won't never make that.
You don't think so? I probably will. I've made a couple of the dishes that we've
You know what? In. I have a crock pot, but I rarely use it.
Honey,
I need to start with
this time of the year.
But you know why I don't use it? Because I don't have the counter space to put it on. He's like, when I take it down, it's in the way. Hey, Danielle.
Hey,
how's your mom and your son and everybody? She told me she hungry. Me too. No, I'm not. I just ate. Don't listen to me, y'all. Okay, what's your question?
Okay, so my question says.
Hey, Neva.
What is one thing you should never say at a wedding? I slept with him last night.
Oh, God. See, now I got to fight you.
Right. And who was that that said that?
Okay. I am doing well, thank you.
What's something you should never say at a wedding? That's an ugly bride. Ooh, she sure is ugly.
Ain't they cousins?
All right.
Y'all know she pregnant by somebody else.
I saw her kissing the best man.
I watched Living Single early and they had Raging and Kid planning that wedding and she was in there
kissing on the best man.
Yeah. That's bad. Look, right
there. She think don't nobody know, but she pregnant. That's why they get married.
Okay.
Come down to our belly.
That's
big.
What Granddad asked me when I told him I was getting married.
Granddaddy who? Papa Walter. What your other papa asked you that too? Papa Lester said the same thing.
Yep. He should be.
I said no. Right. People don't get married now because they're pregnant. They used to do that back in the day.
He said,
people don't do that now.
I said, Granddad, I'm getting married. He's gonna say, you ain't pregnant, did you? I said, no.
Some old folks stuff.
Oh my goodness. That thing had me tripping.
What yours say?
Mine says, what talent do you wish you had? I wish I could sing or dance. Like, I dance, but I don't have coordination. Like, I can't really dance.
You dance like your daddy.
I don't really dance. Like, when people see me dancing, they be like, Gabby, get it. But really, I don't be being serious. I be joking. But, like, if I could really pop lock instead of boy, I'm trying to tell you.
You dance like your daddy.
This ain't got a bit of rhythm, y'all.
Ain't got no rhythm.
Not now,
you got two left feet and two left arms.
I ain't gonna say I don't have no rhythm, but I can't dance.
Your father has.
I can't dance. Have people be twerking and stuff?
No.
I've been broke my back.
Your daddy don't got no rhythm.
But I do wish I could sing. If I could sing, I'd be singing all the time.
And sing a little bit. I wish I could play.
All y'all can.
I wish I could.
Where do y'all get that from? Because I ain't never heard grandma sing. Like, seriously, you know what I mean?
She don't sing.
And
Dildren Tamara, Papa Daniel's father, Papa Tom, now he could blow.
Really?
That whole side of the family really can sing. Like, Aunt Debbie, she can sing. But Papa Tom, he could, like, really sing.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? So I think theirs come from Papa. Mine, I'm not really sure. I don't know if my grandmother on my dad's side, you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Could Grandma Pocahontas sing?
She sung, but she couldn't, you know, it wasn't.
Oh, serious?
Yeah. I don't know. I just can carry a tune.
Right.
For some apparent reason. But I really do wish I could play a bass guitar.
You always say that. Why you just don't go play? Learn to play one. Boom.
Like Tina Marika, that girl can boom.
Okay. Okay.
I wish I could play a bass guitar so bad. Yes. You remember that time we went to church and that little boy was playing that guitar?
Yes, that man had a whole. The thing was big.
The guitar was big as he was.
He had five or six children.
He was making that thing talk.
One was playing the bass.
Yep.
One was playing piano. One was playing the drums. And he had three girls singing.
He had a band.
He had a whole band by himself.
But that little boy that was playing that bass guitar, that guitar was big as he was, but he was making that thing talk.
Him, and then when that girl came to the church, she could play too.
Which cost I doing all I could not to hit you with this piece of paper. You was playing that thing.
She could play that guitar.
She was wearing that piano, that guitar out. Yeah, I wish I could play the bass.
I want to take up my piano lessons again.
Yeah. My grandmother used to play piano. My grandmother had a piano and an organ.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I would take it up again if I thought I was
Grandma Pocahontas, she sure did.
Thank you.
She would get up on Sundays. She'd be playing. And she had me and Aunt Nee, we'd be marching in. Like, we coming in the church. You know how you march in when you're singing in the choir? She be up there playing piano.
You know what made me laugh? That same episode when Max and Khadija was in that church. And Khadija got on top of that piano.
Oh, and she's coming from.
You know you make me wanna. And Max hollered. I said, oh my God.
Yeah, they crazy. Yeah,
bro, Matt spinning around. She was shouting. I was doing everything in myself not to die. Y'all hear me? Oh my goodness. That thing was crazy to me. But yeah, that's what talent I wish I would have is to.
I've been trying to figure out.
It sweats.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
I've been trying to figure out. Look at this. See that? All of that ran from underneath there. I did not know where it was coming from.
Uh-huh,
and it's coming from that salt lamp.
Uh-huh. It sweats when it gets like a certain temperature or something, it says.
I did not. I was like, what is it? And it was
Hey, Tasha.
It would be on my table, like, in certain spots. I'm like, instead, and I be thinking like Kayvon knocked over a drink and just didn't wipe it up. You know, I'm in here wiping, fussing like, why he ain't wipe this up? You know what I'm saying? And it ain't even him. I apologize, baby, because I sure was fussing you out. Cause I sure thought it was you. See? But it is this salt lamp.
Have mercy.
Wow.
You know what? We gonna
move on. Okay.
You was in here having a moment.
I sure was. Blimey, I was in here this morning just getting it. Because, you know, I had those candelabras sitting up here. Mm-hmm. And Dad was getting under them, so it was leaving rings on my table.
Oh, Lord.
So I had to comment, and I'm
just fussing.
You know what I'm saying? And it was that the whole time.
Yeah, I don't have to keep it off this table. But it's like, if you put it on that wood, it might mess up the wood, too.
I didn't know that it did that.
I did.
I think it's because, well, you know, it's a lamp. It's supposed to get hot. Mm-hmm. So it probably would evaporate that.
Mm-hmm.
But because it doesn't work, you know what I'm saying? It's just sitting.
Off that heat, because it was warm in here when I came in. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now we are going to do our questions.
Mm-hmm.
So our first one says, what obstacles would be included in the world's most amazing obstacle course? Mm-hmm. Honey. I don't know. Sharks jumping out water trying to eat you. I don't know.
Girl,
I don't do obstacle courses. Yeah. I barely walk.
I like American Ninja Warrior.
What?
But I ain't going
out. But they already done thought of all of them. Good. So.
But I ain't going out there.
Okay.
I like to watch.
They done thought of all of
this.
So.
Yeah, moving on.
What makes you roll your eyes every time you hear an annoying coworker?
Some people's voices.
That too.
It's a girl at my job. Like every time she start talking, I'll be like,
or when I'm trying, I hate when I'm trying to do something or when I'm doing something and somebody try to critique me, like I don't know what I'm doing.
Right, like you ain't done it before.
Shut up.
Right.
First of all,
right.
Before you get cooked all the way up. Cause I know very damn well what I'm doing.
Okay. Yeah.
Move on. Are you seeing this? Can you leave?
Right.
I'm in the middle of something here. Would you like to do?
Or you know what else makes me roll my eyes too? When somebody that, you know, like when somebody stare.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you looking at, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And like, when you know, like, even like when you be driving, mm-hmm. and people, like, instead of just looking and turning their head, and they like follow you.
Like, all
what you looking
can't see
at?
You, see you no more. Like, can I have my face back?
Please. Give me my face back. What you looking at? Okay.
When people make comments that's not necessary, like, you didn't have to say that. Like, nobody need to know. Nobody cared. Nobody right. didn't need to hear that.
Or people that have something, people that seem to know either something about everything or they know somebody that knows something. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, people regardless of what the topic is, it's either I know somebody that, you know what I'm saying?
Or they be like, well.
Nobody asked you. Nobody cares.
Well, what? Shut up. We're going to get off of this.
Okay.
The next question says, should kidneys be able to be bought and sold?
Mm.
In the right situation, yes. That's my opinion. Because if it's a child.
They're not bought, though. They're donated.
Well, you know how, like, so apparently, if.
If it's bought, it's on the black market. That
right.
means it's illegal.
Right. But I'm saying legally it should be. Like, people should be able, if they got the money to buy a kidney from whoever the donor,
that's right.
They
because
should be able
the
to.
Poor, because poor people would never get an organ, man.
That's true.
If they did that, that's the reason they don't do that. And they don't base it on who has money or who doesn't have. It's based
right,
on
your
health need.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was not that way, poor people would not stand a chance. That's mm-hmm. why they don't do it that way. So, no.
But half the time, poor people still don't get it.
Well, I
don't
say
that. But I
get
what
that.
You're saying. But it's very rare. It's just a long process for it. And there be so many people on the beach.
You have to have a need for it.
Yeah. The next question said, what's the most creative use of emojis you've ever seen? What's the most creative use? Like being, well, I wouldn't say it's creative, but it's like, it's kind of neat, like how they make it so, like, if you don't want to actually video chat somebody, or if you don't want to actually have to sit there and take a video of yourself, you can just use your emoji and then send it, and it looks like your mouth is moving and the words come out and all that, but it's not your actual face. Because maybe you got a pizza crust face one day, or you bloated like an elephant and you ain't trying to tell everybody that your face is messed up, so you can use your little emoji and go on about your day. But I wouldn't say it's the most creative. It's just, it's neat and the most.
Yeah.
When was the last time you got to tell someone I told you so? I don't know, because I'm always right. I told you so don't matter to me.
Me.
It just, I mean, if you was wrong, you was wrong.
Yeah, I don't face me.
What riddles do you know?
None.
If Peter Pie picked a pack of pickle peppers.
Is that considered a riddle?
I don't know.
I thought a riddle is something like,
when it rhymes, right?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know none. I used to know some when I was younger, but I don't remember any.
Me either. Not off the top of my head, I don't.
I don't remember any.
What riddles do you know?
I don't know any.
What's your cure for hiccups? The scared the living crap out of you.
No. Water.
You have to get scared. You have to scare me for mine to go away. Water
just
go away by
itself. Every time Tiana get hiccups, I give her some milk and it go away. Mine, give her something to drink.
Mine when I go away, it seems like it make mine worse.
Really?
I gotta get, somebody gotta scare me, and then I'm like, and he's gone. What invention doesn't get a lot of love but has greatly improved the world?
The cell phone.
That.
And the computer.
That. Electricity, period. Like, electricity really should be free. For real. Yeah. Because he found it in, you know what I'm saying, from lightning, using what Earth, you know, provided, and then they took it and made it so that they could put a price on it.
Yeah.
Like, it's
weird. Put it in a bottle.
Oh, I'm gonna tell y'all what else.
What?
A juicer. Like, you know, I used to take lemons.
Crazy.
People take stuff for granted. A toothbrush.
Yeah.
A comb. Could you imagine you woke up every morning and could comb your hair? Ooh, see, I would be stressed.
Mine get naughty enough, I can't comb it no way.
Hammers. A comb is the best thing to mankind in sliced bread. Because who want to eat a whole loaf?
Oh my gosh.
Well, next one says, what's the most interesting building you've ever seen or been in?
Building?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been in it, but I think the Eiffel Tower is interesting.
Right.
And what is that? The San Francisco Bridge is interesting looking to me.
I ain't never been in one of them either.
I ain't never been, but
I ain't never been. I ain't never been no interested in being a building, period. That was like,
oh, you know.
I take that back. The most interesting building I've been in is the hotel that Michael Jordan owns
hotel
in
the Bahamas.
Now, yeah. That's a beautiful building.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
It is, yeah.
Because it's made out of like that clay looking paint and stuff, and then on the inside it's got like a waterfall and this big marble and all kinds of stuff.
Chrome and gold stuff
that,
in there.
Literally, that is a beautiful building. That building too,
Yeah, it costs to stay there. It costs like $3,000 a night.
The cheapest room is $1,000 a night.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nope.
For real.
Yeah. Let me walk through and go on outside. Really, dude?
She got the hotline.
Email, okay?
Okay, so our next question says, would you rather move to a new city or town every week or never be able to leave the city or town you were born in?
That's an easy one. I would rather go somewhere else every week.
Yeah, me too. A new city. Couldn't be a town. Had to be a city.
Yeah,
I would definitely go to a new town or a new city every day.
Yeah. I wish somebody would tell me you can't leave.
Can't leave Wilson. Oh,
can't leave. Well, I wasn't born in Wilson.
Still
the same thing. 15 minutes apart.
Okay. Would you rather be completely insane and know that you are insane, or completely insane and believe you are sane? So would you rather be crazy and know you're crazy, or be crazy and think that you're fine?
Be insane and know I'm insane.
That don't make sense though, because insane people don't know they're insane.
Yes, they do. There are people that know, people that have mental issues. Uh-uh. They know.
People who are bipolar, people who are
they
unstable.
Know.
No, but people who are insane, like they're insane. Like
if
when you open day.
If somebody puts you in an insane asylum, you know you are insane.
People, okay, it's called an insane asylum, but these are not insane people. These are people who have behavior issues. And then you have those ones who are insane. Like when you open their folder, when you open their profile, it says insane. It doesn't say bipolar or schizophrenic. It says insane, which means
well,
they
the question said, would you rather be completely insane and know you're insane, or
be insane and believe you're sane? But that's what I'm saying. If they're insane, they won't know it.
That ain't what the question say.
That is what. I would rather be insane.
I don't want to be crazy and everybody else think I'm, you know what I'm saying? Know I'm crazy and I think I'm all right.
I want to be insane and believe that I'm okay.
I don't.
Because I want people to stay the hell away from me. Like, the hell is crazy? You right.
Right. They going to do that if you insane and you know you insane.
No, because it'd be one. I used to hate that, because we would be, when I would be working and they would be like, oh, this person is such a such, or this person is schizophrenic, or this person is bipolar. And they would have their days where they would act crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, they would act out. You know what I'm saying?
Just
like,
because.
Be trying to play in their poop and spread it on the walls, or want to pee on themselves just because they mad that we wouldn't give them another fruit cup. And then the next day,
they're completely
they would be able
person.
To go out into society and nobody would know that they had been in a crazy installment. That's what made me mad, was because they were using their mental illness in their favor when they knew that they didn't have to act that way. That's my thing about mental illness. Like, people who suffer with depression and anxiety are more realistic to me than people who say that they're schizophrenic or they're bipolar, because they use it to their own advantage when they know that they can get away with it. Like, they know how to run the system. They know how.
Most people do.
Yeah, but they really do. Like, it was one lady, she literally was the sweetest lady all the time. And then every now and then, if something didn't go her way, we didn't know how she even hid that. Like, the way she acted, we never knew how she hid it. Like, how she kept it composed. Because
she
it was
crazy.
So crazy. But she knew when to turn it on and turn it off. That's what I'm saying. Like,
everybody
that's what
got
hit
that
me.
Switch.
Not like that. Not like that. It's hard to explain. You have to see it to understand what I'm saying. But it's hard. Like, they would turn it on and then they would turn it off. Like,
they've been living with it so long, they know how.
But a lot of them be in there by themselves.
But look, and speaking of this, and speaking of mental health, have you seen the movie on Netflix now? It's called What Keeps You Alive? Perfect example. So it's two lesbian girls. They go away to their summer home.
Is that what it's called? What Keeps You Alive?
What Keeps You Alive. Honey, she took old girl up here to that cabin. And I'm talking about flip the switch. She was a completely different person. This chick chopped up two people. She kicked this hoe off of a cliff. She thought she killed her, right? So when she kicked her off the cliff, this is what she did.
Just knew she was dead.
Right? Oh so God. The girl, you know how most of the time when people land, they land with that leg. You know what I'm saying? That's the way the girl landed, right? So she automatically thought she was dead. She walks off, goes back to the cabin, takes off the clothes and stuff that she had on, set a fire, burned those clothes, went and stood in the mirror and just made herself cry like, like she was trying to get her story together, what she was going to tell the police. You know what I'm saying? So she like, you know what I'm saying? She all distraught, right? Gets out, walks back to this cliff, and she looked over. Old girl was gone. She thought she was dead, but she won't.
Well, y'all gonna have to watch it. Honey, if you like suspense.
What keeps you alive is a trip. You hear me? Don't be going to no woods, to no cabins with nobody you don't really know.
Okay.
Cause honey, you don't know, you don't know.
Yeah, you can't go half the time.
You know, I don't do, we don't do woods, no way.
Okay.
No woods.
That is crazy. Okay, the last question says, would you rather travel the world for a year on a shoestring budget or stay in only one country for a year but live in luxury? I would want to live in luxury for a year in one country.
Okay, so would you rather travel the world, so travel the whole world,
but on a shoestring budget that you basically plumb broke?
Or stay on in only one country for a year. But live in, oh yeah, let me get that.
I'm gonna live like luxury live in, for a year. A
let
whole
me live in luxury
year.
For a whole year. That's all right.
Show will. Bring me my portrait.
You are crazy. Is that all of them?
Mm-hmm.
That's all of them?
Not all of them.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna go put the milk on.
Okay.
Be right back.
Frederick, bring me my drink. I'm parched. Oh gosh, you tripping me out. Y'all, it is November. We only have literally days left of this whole year. Like, the year was just like, you know what? It's too much for me too. I'm out. I just can't. I can't believe that year's up. So much has happened in the last couple of months. I just whirlwind, I tell you. 2020, I'm through with you.
I'm sure.
Okay, so November 7th, we'll go back a day.
Okay.
So, yeah, because this first Saturday of the month. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, November 7th was Bittersweet Chocolate with Almonds Day. Don't that sound good?
Don't it all?
It was also Book Lovers Day. I don't read anymore. I need to, but I don't.
It puts me to sleep. I can't read for a long period of time. Girl, be going. I don't know what that book talk about. It puts me to sleep.
November 8th, which is today, is Cook Something Bold Day.
I did.
Hot cocoa bombs. Ribs are bold.
Hot cocoa bombs.
November 8th is also Doomsday.
Okay.
So tomorrow is Chaos Never Dies Day.
You ain't never lied.
It is a, you got that right.
You're right.
It is also World Freedom Day tomorrow. The 10th of November is Forget Me Not Day. And then it is USMC Day.
U.S. Military Corps.
Is that what they mean?
Mm-hmm.
I sure enough didn't know it. Young, it is also Young Readers Day Tuesday, which is the second Tuesday of the month.
Okay.
November 11th is Veterans Day.
Okay.
And it is also World Origami Day.
Origami.
Origami Day.
You know, when you fold paper, make like little birds, and that's origami.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah, make all different kind of like butterflies.
Oh my goodness. That's
crap. By folding paper a certain way.
November 12th is Chicken Soup of the Soul Day. I used to read them books.
Yeah, they were good, weren't they?
It is also World
Pneumonia
Day.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody gonna get pneumonia. Mm-hmm. Is that
what they think? Girl, the Rona already out here.
Okay.
You know pneumonia too.
November 13th is Caregiver Appreciation Day. Hey! Ain't God good? That's my
it's
day.
Your day, ain't it?
Hashanah. It is also Friday the 13th.
Okay.
Wow, Lord. Mm-hmm. And then it is also, Friday is also National Indian Pudding Day. I ain't never had no Indian pudding.
What's Indian pudding
day? I don't know, but if everybody know how to make something, let me get a little day up.
I ain't never heard of it.
Oh, wait. Friday is also Sandy. Wait.
Is that right?
No, this is Saturday. Okay, so Saturday is Sandy Hawk's Day. Hawkins Day. And then it is World Kindness Day on Saturday.
Okay.
So, Friday 13th, if you see a caregiver, give her 20. Get on my nerves.
Go check the milk.
Tramp. My little old people always be trying to pay me. You want a snack? Especially the old men. They try to give you $1 or $2 right now. Lester, I can't take that. Why you can't take it? Because it's against my work's policy. I'm not trying to get fired. Still don't care. Be trying to put in your scrubs while you're working. Like, sir, let me lay this over here because I can't take this. You trying to get me caught up. Y'all, my hair is so brittle. Well, not really brittle, but it's a little dry. That's how much New York I had. I dyed my hair in, what's this, November, October, September? I think in August or September. It's only been like a month or two. And already my color about gone. So we're about to try the cocoa bomb.
Hot cocoa bomb. Can you hear it?
It's chocolate.
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 It's got cocoa powder.
Yes, tell them what it's in.
And marshmallows indeed. So I just did plain this time.
I'm gonna drop one. Look at this cute little coat she gave me. Look, I'm gonna take it to the house. Merry Christmas. Y'all, I'm ready to put up my Christmas tree. I don't know about y'all. I'm trying to wait until the day after Thanksgiving. That's my day when I try to put up my tree, is after Thanksgiving. But it might not make it to that time. Might be before. Might be tomorrow. Who knows? But I'm ready. I'm ready for Christmas. Christmas is my favorite time of year. My hair is just doing it. Thank y'all. My hair is just doing exactly what it wants.
Okay.
All right, hold on, y'all. I'm going to take this off so y'all can see how it is. Our mirrors and everything.
I hope this don't feel all over the place. Hold on. Let me get it right.
Okay.
I don't want it to be too close so you can see.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, look at that. Ooh, it popped open.
Did it pop?
Yep, on that side. Lord be to Jesus. Lord be. Ooh, look at that. Oh my God. That's new for me. Look at that. That is so cute.
That is so cool.
Turned over the wrong way.
Oh, look at it. That Marshall's like, I'm getting out of here. Yes.
Don't do it here.
You Cocoa.
Got enough milk?
Uh-huh.
Stir it up before you taste.
Cocoa bomb. Lord be the Jesus. Look at that. Oh, girl. Oh. You know what? I'm going to need some more chocolate because that's my business. Look at that. Don't do it here. Don't do it. Oh, Lord Jesus. Yes. Now, I'm not really a big cocoa person, but this was so delicious.
What happened?
I was telling you that I'm not a big cocoa fan.
Oh.
It looked real good.
Got it, yeah.
Okay. Get you back with him.
Here, get him back. Get the audience back.
Right. Oh, you got to pick out a what you got to
do. Oh, yeah, I got to do a quote. Mm-hmm. Let me see. What is the new one?
Ooh, she's a hot one. She's a hot one.
Let it sit for a little while. I like it hot. Don't burn your lips. It's hot now because I cooked it on the stove.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Never mind. I didn't lose a lip.
I didn't put it in the microwave. I put it on the stove.
That tastes like a liquefied brownie. I'm not even lying. It don't even taste like regular hot chocolate like it. Ooh, it's better. It's so much better.
Cause you get more chocolate.
Oh my God. I just want to gulp it down. It's so good.
I let mine sit today and then I did. Okay, this is a good one. Let me see the pen.
Do anybody got plans for Christmas? Thanksgiving? Y'all going out of town? Staying in town?
I'm cooking this year, so everybody's immediate family is coming here, so we won't be going anywhere. We'll be here.
I don't like marshmallows neither. Despise them.
I forgot that.
Despise them, but when I tell you that one hit my tongue and it blessed my life.
I'm not.
Y'all, this is good.
Oh my God.
I don't even do hot chocolate, but this is a brownie. I'm telling you, liquefied brownie.
I seen some with brownie in it.
I
seen some with Oreo. Oh, cookies and cream. But do people really want that in their cocoa?
People who really like cocoa, probably, yeah.
Like a cookie, like...
Yep. I will eat it.
That was my question. I think I'm going to be... I might be selling these, y'all.
Okay.
I might be selling them. Either one individual one, or you have to buy at least four.
Place your order now.
But I was just trying to contemplate on... I know I seen a strawberry.
Ooh. Strawberry?
I know I want to do a strawberry, the plain, and probably a cookies and cream is probably about to. I seen a banana pudding one, but that seemed kind of extreme to me. What you think?
I don't know about that.
That sound weird, right?
Banana pudding and hot chocolate. Mm-hmm.
But it's white chocolate. It's not dark chocolate.
Oh, now that might, I don't know, that might be all right.
Well, and then a turtle. Well,
little white in there.
And then the turtle with the chocolate, the caramel, and the pecans on the top, or your walnuts on top.
Yes, ma'am. That one I would probably drink all of. I'm going to drink all of this as soon as it cools down. I'm trying to think.
Okay, so this is the quote for today, y'all. Okay, so this one says, no matter what accomplishments you make, somebody helped you in some form or fashion. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna read it one more time. No matter what accomplishments you make, somebody helped you. Althea Gibson.
That's true. In most situations.
Yep. That is very true. That's about it for us this week, ain't it, y'all? So if you guys want to, please share this video. You can re-listen if you would like on Google, Apple, Spotify, and Anchor, right? You can actually, if you want to leave a comment about a topic you want us to cover or anything of that nature, you can leave it in the comments here, and once we see it, we'll respond. Or you can go to Anchor FM, and you can actually leave like a voice message if you would like. And that's about it. Right?
What she said.
Oh, did we read the event?
Oh,
we do have an event for this week also, guys. It's right under, it should be right underneath that.
Oh, my ex is in Texas. All right, so our event for today is, or for the week, is Welcome to Hill Ridge Farms. Festival Lights opens Thanksgiving night. Opening night is from 5:30 to 10 p.m. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Coco got you, didn't you?
It's 11:26 to 12:27. So even after Christmas, you'll still be able to go and look. We are excited to announce that we are opening our brand new drive-through Festival of Lights. We have made the display bigger and better than ever for 2020. Immerse yourself in the magical lights on over a mile-long trail throughout the farm from the comfort of your vehicle. Wear your PJs, who's gonna know? The entire trail will have lighted guidelines on each side, and you will turn off your headlights while still keeping your brake lights on to ensure safe travels throughout the lights. The cost is $20 per vehicle.
Per car, not per person.
Per car. And small to medium passenger vans. No buses, RVs, or vehicles with trailers are allowed. We look forward to celebrating the most wonderful time of year with you and your family. The address is 703 Tarboro Road, Youngsville, North Carolina. And it's the Festival of Lights opens on Thanksgiving night from 5:30 to 10. The phone number is 919-556-1771. Okay? And again, it's $20 per car. So if you got folks packed in like sardines, y'all still gonna get in. It's on $20 a car.
Yeah, that's something I think I want to start. You know how you start your own family traditions? So I have a grandbaby now, and I think this is gonna be one of the traditions that we start with her. So we're probably gonna go and take her so she can see the lights.
Y'all, this is so good. This track will make me better though.
Well, you needed that kind of sort of, right?
I'ma get it now.
Y'all don't know what y'all missing.
This is good. I don't even like cocoa.
Yeah, she don't even drink cocoa.
I don't like marshmallows.
Now, I love it.
None of that.
I love it.
And this is good. This is good. I'm gonna have about one.
Well, honey, I got three and they already wrapped up. Look at God. What do you
do? I got a dollar in my pocket. Ooh. Hammer that.
It was cute too, right? I really do think that.
Hey, Mom.
I really do think that I want to get the one that's just the round spear. Because
okay.
It took like a whole lot of chocolate to cover all those little crevices on the flour. And it just, you have to make sure you get all of them. And then, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot to like. I had to do it like three times to make sure I had, you know
all
what I'm saying?
Well, honey.
But other than that, you know, I just wanted to see if I could do it. I definitely know if I can do it with that, I can do it with just the plain circle.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, y'all.
Well, guys.
That's all for now.
That's all for us.
Excuse me.
We'll see y'all next Sunday if nothing happens.
Right.
If all is well.
Please, Lord.
If all is well, we'll be back next Sunday.
Next Sunday.
Yep.
So, y'all have a good week. Wear your mask. Wash your hands.
Yes. Use hand sanitizer if you can't wash them.
If you can't wash them, but if you buy a sink, if you
can, if you can wash them
to get to a sink, wash your hands.
Yeah. But if you don't have it available, hand sanitizer, you know, that's the next best thing.
All right. Yeah. Remember to clean under your nails because your nails hold bacteria, hold dirt stuff, all of that. So just do that right there. Do that nail. Okay? Mm-hmm. Get under them nails still.
Yep.
So, be safe, be kind, have a good week, and we will see y'all Sunday.
Don't let nobody dim your light. Tell them to go get them some sunglasses. Bye, y'all.
Lahaya.